that money going to be returned to my account?
Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
Kevin Barry, B-A-R-R-Y.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
11 Pinnacle Lane, Yarmouth Port, Mass.
Thank you. So, let me see. Give me a moment. I see an order was done on June 11th for $7.95 for the Makita. You stated to my agent you did not place this order. This order is fraud, correct?
The $56.95 they're charging me is, I did not authorize that money to be withdrawn from my account for any reason.
May I ask, why did you advise my agent you did not place the order for June 11th?
Because I did not place that order. I did not authorize $56.95
answering the question that I'm asking, sir.
You're not answering my question. I will report you because
I'm
telling you
right
now. Did
you place the order for June 11th for $7.95?
No.
So you're saying that this account is complete fraud all the way, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, because you're saying that you didn't place this order from the beginning, from June 11th, because you were billed on June 11th, $7.95. That's how this account started. So we have to confirm that order first. So when that order is done, the customer is in trial basis to call in and cancel. If the customer does not call in and cancel, they get billed for the item. But because you're saying that you didn't do the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, sir, if I could complete the claim?
Yeah. Now, listen, here's what happened on that.
I'm sorry?
What are those dates again? On June 11th.
On June 11th, you were billed $7.95. If you go back to your statement on your online account, you will see that charge on June 11th. Or I don't know if they could post on your state on your card like the next day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it right now.
Okay. So you're saying that you don't recall that order, correct?
Well, it said shipping, pay for shipping, but it didn't say the price.
So you did do that order?
I did the order for shipping, yes, but I did not authorize the $56.95.
When you place the order, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for the item.
It said free, you will not be billed, and it did not say anything about calling in and canceling anything. It said you do a survey, you complete a survey for Home Depot.
All this information is stated to you in the terms and policies that you have to accept. If you don't agree to the terms and policies, we cannot bill you the shipping and handling for $7.95. What I could
do,
but you agreed to that information when you placed the order.
I want
because we can't bill
95.
You. We can't bill you if you don't agree to our terms and policies. What
That's
I could
fraud.
Do as a, it's not fraud. It's fraud when you didn't do the order. You did acknowledge on our report call that you did place the order. What I could do
I
as a customer courtesy.
I did not authorize $56.95. I did not authorize $56.95.
I apologize that the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was into the account.
No, you can you can apply $56.95 back to my account. Not 50% of it. You can apply the whole $56.95.
What I'll do as a one-time customer courtesy, I'll process you the refund of the $56.95, but I recommend every time you place the order online to go over terms and policies or you won't know what you are agreeing upon. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Yes, the McCree Key to Drill said free upon the survey with just
no,
so
the
shipping
survey,
cost of... Huh?
The survey is from a different company. The items that you picked are from different companies, and different companies have different terms and agreements.
Yeah,
but you had to agree to the terms and policies everywhere online.
None of that came up.
It's you had to agree that you're 18 years and older and have read the full terms and policy, sir.
So I would like the $56.95 of
you
and $7.95 put back on my account.
The $7.95 that you agree upon?
And the $56.95 because they're false representing that ad.
It's not a false representative. There because everything is stated to you in the terms and policies, but I'll process you the refund of the $7.95. Though everywhere online, there is terms and policies that customers have to accept. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with?
So the $56.95 and the $7.95 will be refunded back
yes,
to my account?
Yes, as a one-time customer courtesy. Just for further orders online, go over the terms and agreements, sir. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Customer Care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.